Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Good morning and welcome to Apex Online today. I'm glad that you've joined us once again. And this is, of course, the start of the school summer holidays. I wonder if you're excited about that. Maybe you're one of our kids who's over the moon that the holidays have begun. Or maybe you're a parent who's counting down the weeks already. I think if I'm being honest, when I look back on my days at school, some days, quite a lot of days, the thing I looked forward to the most was the journey home, the walk home after school was finished. And I remember walking home, and to be fair, I took the same route home every single day, and I always arrived at my destination. And what was that like for you when you went home from school? Were there certain things that you looked forward to? Did you go straight to the fridge or did you go and just sit right in front of the TV? What was your school memories like back then? And this week I was walking home and as I was walking home from the office, I was thinking about this thought of walking home. And if I'm being honest, I think when I take a step back in life, really that's the journey that I'm on. I'm walking home. My whole life is one long walk to my home. I want to talk to you today as we continue our new series, which is called Walking with Jesus, about walking home. And I want to ask you a question right at the start, and it's a very straightforward question. Are you walking alone or are you walking home? If you're walking alone through life, then you might not make it home, because Jesus said these words in the context of explaining to his disciples that there was a home prepared for them, that to get to that home, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father. No one gets to the Father's house except through me." Are you walking alone or are you walking home? I want to ask you that question today because I remember in Matthew's gospel that there's a verse that speaks about when Jesus was touring the towns and the villages. The scripture in Matthew 9 says that he observed the people as he was preaching about the good news of the kingdom of God, which they needed to hear, and he was healing the sick. And his observation was, as he went through the towns and villages and the places of worship, he realized that the people were harassed and helpless, and he had compassion for them. Now, what does that mean, harassed? Well, the dictionary tells us that to be harassed is the feeling or looking strained as a result of having too many demands made on you. Jesus would be in a place of worship, he would be in the community, and he would see people who were stressed, who were harassed, because the religious leaders of the time had put too much demands on them. He even thought they were helpless. And Jesus came to bring hope and freedom to these people. He goes on to describe them as sheep without a shepherd. People had no direction. They had no purpose. They had no protection. Like a sheep that has just been left to its own defensive, vulnerable to its predator. They were alone. They needed help. That's just like our lives. When we are not walking with Jesus and we walk alone, we're helpless. Jesus tells a story And it's probably the greatest story that's ever been told about two sons who were both lost. Both sons were lost and needed a of their father's heart, of the love that their father had for them. This story, which is so well known, and as we read it in a moment, you could probably finish the sentences, is actually a warning for each of us that we can experience the Father's house. We can see all the stuff, we can feel all the stuff, but yet the love for the Father cannot be in us. Jesus wants to walk with you. Let's read this well-known story. It's called The Parable of the Lost Son, but as we'll discover, there's two lost sons in this story. It's in Luke chapter 15, reading from verse 11. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had and set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the land, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his field to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate, for the son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. 'Your brother has come,' he replied, 'and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.' The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father wept, went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, 'Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders, yet you never gave me a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him.' 'My son,' the father said, 'you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.'" There are two sons. One and the other walked away, but they both walked alone. You know, you were made not to walk alone. You were created to be in community. God wants to be in relationship with you. He doesn't want you to walk alone in this life. In fact, he wants to walk with you every single day. He wants to know you. He wants you to know him. He wants to be at a central point of your life. And in this story, we see two sons who walked alone. When Jesus looked at the people, as I've mentioned, he described them as sheep without a shepherd. They were alone. They were helpless and vulnerable. And walking alone leads to loneliness. It leads to being in a place at risk of harm, and you'll be left with nothing in the end. The son who walks away from his father takes with him all he has and soon realizes he doesn't have what he needs. He leaves his father's house because he wants to be self-sufficient. He wants to be in control. He wants to determine what happens with his father's stuff. And he no longer is dependent on his father, and he spends up his entire inheritance on anything that he wants. So you can have everything you want in this life, but not have the one thing you need, and that's Jesus. And we live in a time when many people believe that they don't need God, that they can handle life by themselves, that they are enough, that their reasoning and their rationale is enough to just get through this life. That's all that they need. But this story is told to let us all know clearly that we need Jesus. And you can have everything else. You can have everything this world can offer you, but you will come to a point where you will realize that all that other stuff is worthless compared to knowing Jesus. The son who walked away, he wanted to go his own way and found out that although he had his father's stuff, what he really needed was his father. When he was surrounded by others, wasting his inheritance, it was soon gone. And as soon as the stuff was gone, the people were gone too. And he finds himself in a field surrounded by pigs and craving the food that pigs would eat. And the Bible says this, that no one gave him anything. He walked alone. He went his own way. He was left empty. He was left with absolutely nothing. You know, this world, it cannot give you what only your Father in heaven can. The love, the peace, the comfort, the joy, the direction for life, the purpose for living, the contentment, the care and the comfort, only is found in Jesus. It's only Jesus that will truly satisfy you when you walk with him every day. See, when you walk with Jesus, you have everything. And when you don't walk with Jesus, you've got nothing. You see, the son who stayed behind, he was in the house, but the heart of the house wasn't in him. He didn't understand the father's heart. Like his brother too, he wanted his father's stuff. He complains when his brother returns after wasting his inheritance and says to his father, I've stayed here the whole time and you've never even given me a young goat. And what was so important about a young goat? But he still wanted his father's stuff. He didn't realize that the father was more important than the stuff. The relationship with the father was more important than what the father had to give.
He needed his father. The son had been in the house, but the heart of the house, it wasn't in him. And we can get tempted to walk away from the father's heart, house, when the father's heart isn't in us. We've got to be careful that we don't desire the stuff. You know, when Jesus fed the 5,000 people came for the bread and the fishes, that was great because their stomachs were filled, but many of them missed out on that longing that was within them that only Jesus could satisfy. When the bread and the fishes wore out, they were still hungry. But when you know Jesus, he continually satisfies your life. So you can be in the house, but not have the heart of the house in you. Both of these sons were walking alone. But I want to talk to you about walking home. Because the first son, although he had squandered everything, he actually realized that he needed to walk home to be with his father. See, this is the father's heart that we see here in this passage, the heart of our Father in heaven. God's heart is displayed here through the actions of the father in this story. It tells us that when the son was a long way off, that the father was looking for him and could see him. It then tells us that he ran towards his son. And when he found him, he threw his arms around him and kissed him. That's the heart of our Father. He wants to be in relationship with you. That is what he desires, is to be in relationship with you. That you would be close to him. That you would lean on him and come to him and recognize him as the source of everything that you need. See, the message in this whole chapter, Luke 15, we read about the parable of a lost coin, of a lost sheep, and now about lost sons. The whole message is that you matter to God. You are valuable. He wants to do life with you. He wants to walk with you. He wants to know you, and he wants you to know him in an intimate way. He wants to walk with you. And I just want to ask you some clear questions today. Where are you going? Where is your life heading? Do you have the purpose and the direction that God wants to give to you? And the next question would be, oh, who are you going with? Are you walking with Jesus? Is he in your life? Is he Lord of your life? Are you allowing him to lead you? How are you going to get there? Well, I believe that Jesus shows you the way. In Matthew chapter 11, a couple of chapters after the verses we read in Matthew chapter 9 about the people being, Jesus having compassion for the people and them being harassed and helpless, Jesus gives the solution in Matthew 11. And I love what the Message translation, how it translates and interprets this passage. It says this: are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Jesus extends an invitation to you. Come to me. He wants you to come as you are. He doesn't want you to wait until you've got everything all together, that you have just smashed it and you've knocked it out of the park, you're at the state of perfection, life is how you want it, and then come to Jesus. He's expecting you to be tired and weary, harassed, helpless. You can come to him just as you are. And then he says, I'll show you how to live. Jesus shows us how we are to live our lives. I mean, what more could we want? You'll never get a greater teacher than Jesus. And he shows us through his life and through the word how we are to live our lives. And then he says, walk with me. Let him lead you. Will you follow him? Will you go on this life journey with him? To walk with him means to be in his presence. To walk with him means to follow his leading. To walk with him means to obey his commands. Not just when you're in a crisis point, but every single day. Jesus says, come to me. You know, the people were harassed at the time, as I explained in the introduction, because there was so much demands placed upon them that religion had oppressed them. But Jesus came to remove the burden of religion and replace that with a relationship that would bring us into freedom. Religion will always try to limit us, but Jesus wants to release us so that we can live lightly and freely, as the Message translation tells us. He leads us. He leads us to keep going forward. I wonder in this life's journey, big questions. Are you walking alone? Who are you walking with? Are you walking with Jesus? And if you are walking with Jesus, he's leading you on. He's leading you further. There should be growth. There should be development. We should be moving forward if we continue to walk with Jesus. And ultimately, he'll lead us to our destination, our eternal home, the Father's house. Friend, you could be watching me today, and as I've shared about these two sons, you can relate to maybe one of each son, maybe a part of these sons. Something I've said, you might be someone who once came to church, and you know the stories, you know the crack, you know what it's all about, but just through some choices that you've made, you've stopped walking with God, and you've just started walking alone. Well, the invitation to you is from Jesus, is come to me. Or maybe you, for other reasons, you don't come to church anymore. Something happened, something they weren't happy with, something went on. You've got a reason. It's not a good enough reason. Because Jesus says, come to me. Not when everything's perfect, not when everything's right. Just come as you are. And I want to give you an opportunity today. And first of all, I think I'm maybe speaking to people that have just decided not to come to church anymore. Or it's maybe a long time since you've been planted in a local house. Well, I want to talk to you today and hear my heart, the heart of the Father that's looking towards you and wants you not to walk this life alone, but to walk in community with him and with other believers. So that's you. Can we maybe just take this moment to make a fresh commitment? Fresh commitment to walk with Jesus and to walk with his church. Father, I want to pray for maybe people who are watching me today and for whatever reason, maybe at one point they did walk with you, but they, if they're being honest, have not been following you as you have commanded. Lord, I pray for them that they will use this moment is a clear point that they will start to walk with you once again. Lord, as you extend your loving arms open wide towards them, and as you are running towards them, I pray that they would reach out to you and they would make this positive decision. Father, I pray also in this moment for anyone maybe that has struggles and difficulties with church life. I pray in Jesus' name that you would give them a revelation of your heart for people and your heart for them. Let them be aware of your great love once again. And you could be watching me and you've never made a decision to follow Jesus, and you're a bit like that lost son that has came to the end of himself, that you've nothing. You've realized that in this world there is nothing without Jesus. Well, be like this son and come to your senses. Reach out to Jesus, who reaches to you. It's why he came from heaven to earth, to go to the cross, to die in your place, to pay the penalty for your sin, everything that you've done, all the rubbish in your life. He took it all so that you could be forgiven and you could be in right relationship with your Father in heaven, so you could walk with him in this life and then into eternity. That's you today, and say, Daniel, I need to make sure Jesus is my Savior, my Lord, and my friend. And you need to pray this prayer sincerely for your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you came into this world. I thank you that you loved me so much, that you went to the cross. You took my place. You paid my penalty for my sin. I recognize I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. Make me a new person by the power of your Spirit. I believe you're risen from the dead, and I confess you are my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. If you prayed that today, then just like there was a celebration in that home when the son came home, there will be a celebration in heaven right now. And I want to celebrate with you. So can you reach out to us here at church? We'd love to connect with you, help you on your journey. Send us an email or send us a message on Facebook Messenger. Thank you so much for listening this morning. And let's all walk with Jesus until we finally make it home.